The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
The worst place you got your ball stuck.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. This dude made a hilarious complaint to IKEA about a chair he bought for his shower that led to a scary moment with his testicles. What happened to this poor dude? I'm going to fill you in 1 second. But while I'm telling you the story, you can reach out on the Dave and Chuck lines with your tale. Worst place you got your ball stuck.
Wow.
1-855-954-6969. I mean, there may not be a lot of stories.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, we don't know.
But I remember we did Worst Place You Got Your Penis Stuck, and
there was a lot of stories for hours.
You tend to put that guy in a lot more places, you know?
Yeah, he's more of the discoverer. He's the Lewis and Clark of your body.
If you do have a story about the worst place you got your ball stuck, 1-855-954-6969. Or you can text us at 46969 if you'd rather reach us that way. Remember, you can be anonymous, or if you must, you can ask for voice-changing technology.
Yeah.
We actually got a lot of calls, too, on Worst Place You Got Your Titty Stuck.
Yeah.
Okay, so then there's hope.
Balls
there's,
have got to be sticking places.
Yeah. You tend to be more careful with the boys.
Ooh, a lot of pain involved in these bad boys.
Absolutely. So this dude I was telling you about, he actually made a complaint to IKEA. He's a Norwegian guy, Klaus Jorstad. He had an embarrassing incident in the shower with his newly purchased IKEA stool. And he shared his experience in a Facebook post, kind of making fun of himself, too. What he didn't know is this story would become an internet sensation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What happened was, I guess Klaus here, this is his picture taken from his Facebook page.
Yeah.
Klaus had
oh, poor Klaus.
He had a bad knee. So he decided it would be a good idea to get a stool so he could sit down in the shower. He looked at a couple of different alternatives at IKEA and decided for the Marius stool. It was made out of steel and plastic and was comfy, and it had holes in the seat, 8 small holes that he thought, oh, well, the water can flow right through
can
there.
Can drain, yeah.
Right? Something that would, though, unfortunately for him, soon cause an uncomfortable problem.
Hmm.
He says, and I quote, "Once I got home, I put my new piece of furniture in the shower and got in. I sat down on the stool and soaped up my whole body, including the captain and his 2 sailors."
Yeah.
"As you might imagine, the sailors are what dangles between my legs. But since this is a public Facebook post, I'm keeping it nice language. So when the deck got slippery and the captain and his crew got dizzy from all the foam, they started sliding around like drunken sailors.
Uh-huh.
Then something terrible happened. A sailor unwittingly made his escape and slid down one of the holes in the stool. I didn't notice at first, but as you know, things tend to expand when they're heated up. And when a sailor gets really hot, he really expands. I didn't notice this until I tried to stand up, only to find the stool was hanging on behind me and a searing pain went through me like lightning.
Oh my God.
That God for nothing sailor was stuck in the hole. So there I sat and sat and sat. I was thinking about my predicament, trying to figure a way out of it. He's got one of his balls currently stuck in the stool.
Yeah.
He said I couldn't pull up the sailor. I wasn't sure if I'd be able to push him up from below without having to go to the hospital.
Oh, it's just...
So I just kept sitting there wondering what to do.
Oh, it hurts.
He said I sat there until I ran out of hot water. He said, and when the hot water runs out, you get really cold. Terribly cold. And since I started getting cold, I thought about how I could keep warm, so I tried reaching for the hairdryer, and guess what happened? The cold had made the damn sailor shrink again, and with a pop, I was a free man once more.
Oh, my God. I didn't think they expanded that much. I've never really noticed.
No, like, your sack can go different ways, but...
I saw the holes, though, on this stool, and I there's no way one of my sailors could fit through one of those holes.
But it's like his... balls were perfectly sized up.
Yeah, exactly. At least one of them was.
One of them.
You know, you got one that's bigger than the other one, Lise. Mm. And I'm wondering if his smaller one managed to shake loose.
That's crazy.
Or there was some pressure from his legs that sort of popped it down.
Because if you look at that stool, I mean, he would never have bought it if he thought that this was a possibility.
No.
The holes look so small.
Yep.
Yeah, you never, honestly, I look at that, there's no way I think, oh, your balls could slip through there.
No, they don't look like.
But really, you need teeny tiny little holes to get.
Yeah, I mean, it's not worth the risk, I guess.
The best part is IKEA responded. They said, hello, Klaus. We're sorry to hear that your crew got in trouble and that the Coast Guard almost had to intervene. We recommend you take this stool out of the shower and put a nice flower pot on it or something. If you do decide to keep it in the shower, make sure you're wearing the right clothing for a rough day at sea. Have a great day, your friends at IKEA.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's their fault. I think
No. That's not what it's for.
It's not being sold as a shower stool.
Not what it's for.
No, and Klaus just, he's all willy-nilly with his Norwegian balls.
Soaping them up. And
his weird Norwegian expanding balls.
Yeah.
Tiny.
So it is being sold as a plant stand?
Well, it's being sold as a stool, or they say you can put a plant
stool,
on it.
I see.
It's not being sold as a
you
shower stool.
You just decided, I'm going to sit on this thing in the shower.
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
No.
So, for you guys, and yes, this one is for guys, unless women have stories about their men.
Yeah.
Worst place you got your ball stuck. Or ladies, worst place your guy got his ball stuck if he's too embarrassed to call in. 1-855-954-6969 is always the number to reach us now. Adam from Boston going to start us off. Hi, Adam. Good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, man. Where'd you get your ball stuck?
Luckily, it wasn't me. It was a friend. But, We were in our younger days. We were probably like 13, and we decided to build a tree house. So we're up in the trees. We're like banging nails in, blah blah blah, whatever. And one of my buddies fell out, and he's wearing like gym shorts, mind you.
Yeah.
He falls off like one of the branches. One of his balls got caught by a nail that was protruding free.
He hung from the tree. His balls.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
And then dropped.
It gave way.
So it split him up.
It split him up, and he had to go to the hospital.
Why didn't we think this through?
Oh no, I knew it was gonna suck. I mean, this is gonna suck
if your balls get stuck somewhere. I think as for a guy.
Well, okay, but you know, like this kind of just happened to me yesterday.
What?
Your balls got stuck somewhere?
Balls got a little stuck.
Where'd they get stuck?
Okay,
Chuck?
So I had to go to. I had promised little baby Stella that I was gonna take her to Michael's.
The craft place.
The craft store.
Okay.
So that she could get some glue so she can make some slime. Okay? I'm like, fine. So I take her there. Well, in driving there, I drove there, and I was kind of, my underwear felt like they were wrong. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just wrong.
Yeah,
like
I've
it
had
was,
that feeling.
Felt like they were, my underwear were stuck.
Yeah.
My balls were stuck in it. And I'm driving, and when I got out and I released them, the pain, it was almost like my ball had fallen asleep again. I've had this happen a couple times, but I had like a sleep nut. And I had to not react strange to Stella because I was like, I don't need her to know that Daddy's having nut issues right now.
Of course not.
And or Michael's.
But like that tingling started happening, like when your foot falls asleep.
That's crazy.
And it comes back and my nut was getting all of its blood back.
Wow.
And I was like, oh.
I don't think I've ever experienced that, thankfully.
Oh, yeah. No, you can. If you sit on your nut wrong, which apparently I can do, it'll go to sleep on you.
What about this guy on a slatted bench after skinny dipping? I sat down.
No.
They slipped through the bench.
Oh, my God.
But he is the best girlfriend ever. My girlfriend had to lay on a towel under the bench and slowly work them back up.
That a girl.
Can you imagine? Okay, here we go. Number one. Boop.
But then you got to make sure they don't go back down.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to almost retrieve them
from
it. Here, hand me the one ball. All right, I got it.
Imagine, though, you didn't have a girlfriend there. Like, if it was just.
So, like, it was just you and Andy went to the beach.
And I'm like, dude.
Oh, no.
I'm like, we're going to have to call somebody.
Andy, we don't have time.
I'm sorry.
I don't know why we decided to go skinny dipping in the first place.
I know, what a stupid idea.
Why did we do
Andy,
that?
They just lay on a towel and shove Chuck's balls through there.
I don't know. We're going to need to call a Yanks.
Go get a stick.
I was going to say, how long till they text me?
Yeah, exactly. Like 2 seconds.
But then I show up naked, too, for just some reason.
Heard we were skinny dipping.
Skinny dipping, huh, guys?
Yeah. That's a great girl, though. Come on.
Oh, for sure.
You do that
you
for your
can't.
Guy,
oh,
right?
Yeah, of course. You just can't let them sit there stuck in a bench forever.
Yeah, you got
to. You have the places to go and people to see.
We got to get out of here.
Let's get your balls and get out of here.
Let's get your balls and get out of here. Come on.
I'd be like, gentle, gentle.
Yeah.
Easy, easy.
Yeah,
it's like the Operation game where you're trying not to hit the sides.
Hopefully there was some like suntan lotion or something you could make them
grease
slippery.
The wheel a bit. Yeah,
you gotta get them greasy.
Well, there's another thing you could have done. Yeah.
Whatever you need to do, lady. Whatever you need to do. Make it happen. And then now they're going to get engorged, and that's a whole other problem. This one got my left ball stuck in a Mountain Dew bottle.
Why? Come on.
Buddy bet me I couldn't get it in there.
Oh, that's the dumbest thing
I've
ever heard.
It did make me $20 richer, though.
Look at the size of the...
My ball can't go in there.
No, my ball can't go in there. And if it did, it would definitely get stuck. Like, they'd have to cut it out. Like, if you somehow managed to squish it... Oh, God.
This area of, like, a bottle, there's much more to it than you realize how strong it is.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just crack where the screw top goes on. Jeez. I mean, that's the strongest part of this bottle.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So the question right now is, what's the worst place you got your balls stuck?
Tiny balls.
1-855.
Tiny wee balls.
1-855-954-6969 is the number to reach us. Let's go to Steven, who's waiting on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hi, Steven. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. So where was it?
So it's actually my buddy. We were deployed overseas in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. and he had a problem where he'd split the seam of his crotch in his pants all the time.
Yeah.
And we jumped out of a helicopter to go on a mission, and he had split his pants, and we were squatting down to get ready to go, and he stood up, and his balls actually came out of the bottom of the seam of his pants, and he stood up, and it, like, squeezed him like this little, like, ball balloon sticking out as, like, the front of his pants. So then we actually ended up taking a picture of everybody in our platoon. We had a small little platoon. We did like reconnaissance for the 101st Airborne, and we took a picture together on all the missions we took. Well, our commander, we had a pretty good mission. He wanted to put a picture of us out on the mission on this bulletin. So we turned in this picture, and they put it in the bulletin. And my buddy said, "Dude, look, my balls are sticking out of the front of my pants."
No way. No way.
Yeah, and they published it and sent it out and everything. It's great. I have it framed in my house in my man cave. So
that's
funny.
That's hilarious.
I feel like I would know my balls were out
while skydiving or paratrooping or whatever.
No, yeah,
anyway, you might not
like
know.
In through your pants. Like yeah, your balls
like
are just
outside of my pants right
yeah,
now.
You know what? I don't think people do because I had. I think I showed you guys the picture before that it was like there was a tournament, baseball tournament here, and the umpire split his pants, and his ball
was hanging out.
And he didn't know, or did he?
You want to strike Hopefully fear not. Into the hearts of ISIS because everybody get their balls out as they're coming for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Balls out, boys!
We've never seen anything like this.
Run.
Dane is next. Hi, Dane.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're doing good. What's your comment?
Hey, so when we were growing up, we were younger, a buddy and me were jumping on his trampoline in his backyard, and his foot went through the springs, like half on, half off, and when the spring expanded, one of his balls got caught in it, and when he came back up, it smashed his ball like a grape.
Oh!
And every time I think of it, I absolutely cringe because it was just atrocious.
Oh, I can't imagine.
He lost it.
Oh, I was
going to
say. Yeah, it's gone. Did someone have to go over and grab the spring and, like, bend it so that he could escape?
We had to physically pull the spring apart to get him loose.
Oh my!
And he was passed out. It was wild.
He's out.
So when your ball bursts, you just go right out.
I'm sure
your brain just turns off.
Shut it
from the pain.
Your brain's like, you don't need to be awake for this.
Isn't that crazy that your body does that? It's just like, it hurt. This hurts so bad. Night, go to sleep.
Thank Jesus.
Well, I know, but.
If you ever say the words ball burst again, I will punch you in the face.
That's what happened.
Burst. Trampoline fun.
Oh my God, you guys.
That's why I stay
trampoline's so
away
dangerous.
From a trampoline.
Me too.
So many bad things can happen.
This one had a friend who worked at an ice cream shop. He invited his girlfriend in for free ice creams when they were closing. Well, they started to get frisky. He decided as a joke he was going to dip his nuts in the hot fudge for his girl to lick off. Ended up with second degree burns.
Oh, God. Face. Well, make sure it's cooled down. Blow on it a bit first.
You can't blow on it when you dip your nuts in there.
Well, I guess
she can blow on it, but the damage has been done.
Yeah.
I mean, hot fudge is, it says hot right in there.
Yeah.
It's being heated as we speak. Okay, Jared, I understand you got your ball stuck somewhere very odd. Tell us about it.
How's she going, eh? When I was back in high school, my fattoush is okay.
Uh-huh.
But when I'm stage one, real bad. So what I did is I figured if I could duct tape it when I was hard, it would stay big after it went down. But I duct taped everything.
What?
And I had a lot of air and trimming up or anything, so everything was just, you know, taped up real good, and it was real hard coming out.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard of. You thought if you duct taped it would just stay big.
Yeah.
Oh, Jared, you were a dumb guy.
Some days.
Turns out duct tape doesn't fix everything.
No, it doesn't.
That's one thing.
You end up with your ball stuck in duct tape.
What a terrible experiment.
I bet smooth as silk after that, though.
Oh, yeah.
Taking that duct tape off.
Well, and bleeding profusely.
Oh, yeah. A lot of blood. Probably.
Blood and
all your ball skin's not designed to be duct taped.
It can only sustain about a gentle breeze before it just ruptures.
A couple here being texted in. I was having sex in the snow. I ended up getting my balls frozen in ice.
They're stuck.
Oh, like they stuck? Like
it's almost stuck, like when you lick a pole? Yeah. Is that?
Either that or it was like, you know, when the snow kind of has that weird icy top to it?
Oh, and you can crack into
it? And you can crack into it, like his balls melted down in it. And then it sort of resealed.
Like his balls were like Captain America?
Yes. Yes.
Like the temperature froze his ball sweat and sealed his balls into ice like a caveman.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm surprised we haven't found any ancient men like that.
probably have.
Yeah.
This guy was banging the ground.
We're talking about this guy who made a hilarious complaint to IKEA. He bought a stool, not meant for the shower, but he put it in there. It has holes in it, and one of his balls slipped through and got stuck. And we want to know, where's the worst place you got your balls stuck? This guy said, I did a quick sit down, and my ball got stuck under the toilet seat with all my weight on it.
We've heard about the toilet seat.
Yeah, the toilet seat can be so dangerous.
It can be dangerous.
Like, honestly, it's one of the worst.
It's scary.
There's some, and some places you go, they have, like, they slip around and they move around.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I've had some things where, like, the toilet seat's like, left side's giving way, you know?
Oh, yeah, cracked it.
Oh, God, save my balls!
Yeah, that's what you scream. And honestly, that is what you scream.
Because you don't want one of them to...
God save my balls.
God be with my balls.
You would. You don't want anything to happen.
Mm-mm.
Come on now. Joe has a comment here. Joe, we're talking about where you got your ball stuck.
Well, it's kind of a two-part story. But me and my girl are in tying each other up, and we, like, mess with each other. So I tied her up, put her sock in her mouth because she was too sassy that night.
Yeah,
and then my friend called her, and I left. And she freaking... She was pissed. So anyways, it took her about a month to get me back. About a month later, She tied me up really good. I couldn't move a muscle. She had me really good. She come back in the room with a big super double gulp Slurpee and dropped my my junk in it, and then said, "I'll see you later." And I splashed around a little bit. This made it worse because I got everything else cold. But I couldn't get out of it. And
so your balls were stuck in a Slurpee.
Yeah.
Did you get hypothermic balls?
Well, she helped you. She warmed them up later, but for the duration of like an hour until the Slurpee was almost gone, she left me there.
Jesus,
that is that is.
I'd be like, my balls are not David Blaine. Get them out of the ice.
And they've got like the coloring on there. They're red.
Oh no, you had to go purple.
Purple.
It's like multiple colors.
Yeah,
couple different flavors.
Oh, how horrible would that feel though, with your balls dipped in a Slurpee?
No, awful. It'd be god awful. You'd be hoping that it melted a little bit so that your balls didn't die.
Well, that's just it. Like,
you know.
I feel like my
bitten balls.
Yeah.
Mine do give off a lot of heat. Hopefully it would melt it pretty quick.
Mine do too.
Yeah, I seem to have a hot undercarriage as well.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of heat down there.
The predator would find me quick because of my balls.
It's not the Slurpee you want to have after I've done that to it either.
Mm.
No. Oh no. God, you're not even. I didn't want to say it. Mm-hmm. Keith. Hi, Keith. How are you?
Good morning, Ripcord.
Ripcord. Worst place you got your balls stuck?
It wasn't me, man. I had a buddy of mine when we were kids. He was he got into a fight with another kid while he was on his bike, and the one kid pushed him over, and his balls got stuck between the chain and the sprocket of his bike.
No!
No! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is he okay?
Yeah, I think he's good today. I haven't seen the guy in a long time, but I hope he's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Never
it had to
again.
Just get the no, skin.
If that happened to me, I tell you, you know those guys you see preaching on the corner that are kind of crazy with signs and stuff? Like, I'd be out there like, there is no God! There is no God! One time my balls got stuck in a bicycle chain.
Do you know what would be horrible? So I'm first on the scene, and I'm like, dude, The sprocket won't go backwards.
Oh.
So.
You got to roll.
I have to move you through the entire chain.
God damn.
No.
I would. I'd have some.
I just thought that through in my head. Yeah, that,
you know what I think I do? God. I just start punching you. Like, I'd knock you out.
Distract. Yeah.
Like, I would. I'd knock you. I'm like, I'm sorry. I have to knock you out.
No, I'd be like, dude, it hit me right in the temple.
Yeah, and I did. And I would.
Thank you.
You'd wake up.
Freed,
hopefully.
No ruptures.
Kira? Oh,
well.
How you doing, Kira?
Penis. Good, how are you?
Good.
Okay. So my ball story is my ex-boyfriend went to jump over like a chain link fence, and one of the points wasn't turned down, and it pierced into one of his balls. And he hung there and had to get his ball, like, removed surgically because he damaged it so much.
Oh, he lost one, huh?
One of them.
It was like a ball kebab, though.
Yeah, it was.
Oh! You know, like, went right through it.
Like a Swedish meatball.
Yeah.
He was hanging there for, like, 10 minutes before EMS showed up.
Oh, that poor bastard.
Did he pass right out, or was he conscious for the whole thing?
Oh, he was conscious, but he was screaming like a little girl.
Of course. Can you blame him? No.
No, I cannot believe.
Oh, that poor one bald bastard.
Yeah. Yep.
All she had to say was chain link fence.
Oh, we all knew. We all know. Yeah.
It's been my fear story. Of chain link fences since the beginning of my understanding that there were chain link fences.
Me too.
I look Stay at that away. One out there sometimes.
Oh, that one looks just terrifying.
It happened to me as a kid, but luckily I didn't catch my balls. It caught the leg of the pants I had on. Yeah.
Me too.
It was in Ireland.
Yep. I think we've all gone through. We've all been so close.
Yep.
You know, we've all had the crotch of our pants caught in the top of a fence.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, boy, man, that was close. This fence here, though, is designed
to get different. Yeah,
to get people, right?
Yeah, it's
like,
a
you can
catcher.
Tell.
Security fence.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got like two prongs that are just there to snag balls.
That's it. Sit on these.
Oh.
Man, this got way more dark-sided than I thought. I thought it was hilarious.
Well, you thought there'd be light tails?
I just, yeah.
Well, like I got my balls stuck in a chip bag or something? Like, what did you think it was going to...
I guess I don't know.
You know, easily. I got them out easily, though. You know what I mean? Like, it just...
This guy said, sitting in my truck just eating a box of donut holes.
This one was texted, and a friend of mine was building a computer and decided to build it naked.
Okay.
He was sitting on the case when he put the side on, and he caught his scrotum inside the case.
I mean, that's...
He had to get his sister to help him get them out.
Oh.
You imagine calling your sister, Chuck, to help you get your balls out of a computer case?
What am I doing naked on a computer case building it?
I'm sure you do a lot
like,
of things.
I've built a lot of computers, yeah. And that would have never been my angle of attack.
Well, now we know why you always wear your whitey-tighties.
Exactly.
So your balls don't droop down.
Ball safety expert, Chuck the Freak.
If you knew about the side of those computers, they have like little teeth, kind of, that sort of catch and then lock themselves, like the side of that thing in, so it pulls it into the, to lock it in place. It would just...
demolish them?
It would just decimate. It'd be so, it'd be pinched so hard.
This guy says, I was playing a first shooter game, one kill away from a kill streak, and I died. I jumped up and opened the disc tray so I could teabag the disc out of anger. And the disc tray closed on my scrotum.
No way. No one on earth teabags a disc
because
they lost the game. Yeah. Like, there's no way that it ever happened. I mean, it's terrible. What a terrible idea. I mean, you do not want that to happen to you, but there's just, I have to call BS.
Yeah.
There's no way you're teabagging.
Because your anger subsides by the time you go to the thing and get...
Yeah,
I've
never seen me angry before.
No, I'm sure James is a guy who would teabag.
My first option isn't to teabag the system; it's to throw my controller at the TV. But
I
can see somebody being angry enough to get up there, walk up to the like the PlayStation, hit open, and then drop your nuts on the disc, and then
the ultimate insult.
Yeah,
It is the ultimate insult, but I feel like you know your balls are going right through that little area and just getting sucked into the machine.
Well, I think his intention was to, like, teabag the actual disc of the game.
Yeah.
And then, like, the just, like, close. I don't think, like, his whole nuts got sucked in.
Thank
there.
God.
I think it just, like, pinched, you know.
No pinching. Nordy. Hi, Nordy. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. Worst place you got your ball stuck?
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
So I always think of myself as a smart man, but when I drink, I just completely throw that out the window.
Okay.
But we were in a hot tub, me and an old girlfriend, and we were up north in the winter, and it was outside hot tub, and we got out, and they have, like, a metal topping to their balcony. And I thought I'd, you know, try to be cool and just sit up on the thing, and we were naked in the hot tub. And my balls froze after the hot tub. They're wet, and they froze to the top of the railing.
Oh, my God, no.
Like your tongue would to a pole.
Right.
And like it was the back of my hair, like the back of my legs, my bottom of my nutsack.
Oh.
It was it all. And it was rough.
So how?
Thank God it was close to the hot tub. We splashed water, but at first, I mean, it ripped hairs off.
Oh.
It wasn't good.
Skin and hair.
Yeah, you cannot just get out of a hot tub and all nilly willy sit down on things.
No, you can't. You're moist.
No. You are wet and it is cold.
You have to be careful.
Yeah. Mm. Super careful.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Purposely got my balls stuck in a donut. Girlfriend ate the donut. It was amazing. That's a happy ending for a ball stuck story.
There we go. Finally, Dave, you got one.
I got one. How many guys are going to put their balls in a donut this weekend?
No.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I'm thinking about it right now.
Put it all in there.
Just I want a chocolate covered one, though.
Put everything.
The balls. Cancel our movie date. We're staying in.
It'll be a donut rock ring.
Yeah, exactly.
And this one here, Buddy has a penis pump. Says he was using it after the shower one day, and while he was pumping it up, his balls were wet and slippery. The pump sucked one of the balls inside.
Yeah, because those, like that, that's physics. You know what I mean? That's like physics failing you.
Can you imagine being like Andy's roommate, and just from upstairs in the shower, you hear...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
An adult film shot at the public library in Santa Monica, California, while it was open. Now people are outraged after the video showed up on Pornhub. This has got to be the trend, right? There was that Massachusetts gas station where they filmed a porn while it was open. Yeah. And they're threatening to shut that guy down. Here's a story of how this one played out, though, from CBS 2 in Santa Monica, California. Take a listen.
Yeah, the video is more than 10 minutes long, shot on Santa Monica City streets and also inside this library, apparently when that sign read open. For obvious reasons, we can't show you most of it. We've also chosen not to show the woman's face.
That's how I walk.
Yeah?
No, I love taking long walks.
It's a porn stunt apparently meant to get clicks, but it's provoking outrage. The video shows a woman exposing herself on Santa Monica streets, even outside John Muir Elementary, then carrying out sex acts inside the Ocean Park Library.
God forbid a child walked in the library and walked right in on the middle of it. That's my biggest concern. Children don't need to be exposed to this. If you want to do porn, stick to the hotels.
Neighbor Janet McLaughlin was so disgusted after another concerned parent sent her this link that she took to social media to get the city's attention.
So the phone's in my pocket, guys. The phone is in my pocket. I'm just to get by security yet.
Take a look. The woman in the video walks into the library, apparently during business hours, and shoots the video, all while talking about not getting caught. We couldn't reach city leaders on a weekend, but McLaughlin says they're well aware of this video.
They say that it's a misdemeanor, and unless they witness it themselves, there's nothing they can do about it.
The video was uploaded to a porn site that pays per click. The man in the video's face is never shown, and we're not naming the woman, but a search shows she has other adult films.
Well,
and in this age of pays per click, people are going to extremes to get views. And McLaughlin worries the laws are not keeping pace.
We have to have laws to stop them from doing things that puts children in harm's way.
You should upload yours.
Stop it.
We tried to reach the mayor for comment, but he wasn't home tonight. We also reached out to Santa Monica.
Does any of the government work in Santa Monica?
No.
They can't reach anybody.
No, they're unavailable. They're so like, I found that porn.
Okay, we probably can't listen to
it. No, we probably can't. Oh, wow. Boy. It starts out pretty graphic.
Oh my God, wow. That's in the library?
Yeah, they did more than
he finished
than
on her in the library?
They did more than I would have thought.
I thought it was just her touching herself.
That's what I thought, too.
No one's in the library. They can get to do this thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow, so
she's doing stuff on the streets.
Yeah, she's performing on him on the streets. She's, she's riding him on the
full
streets.
Full on stuff.
Whoa.
That's they the never show the guy. Right there.
They never show his face. They just show his dong. There she is, walking down the streets.
It's a hell of a summer day.
Oh, here's the library. That's good stuff. Okay, so in the library, maybe she does just do solo stuff in the library.
No,
you think there's more?
No way.
That guy sounded so creepy to you.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He's like every guy who shoots the POV.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's giving him a handy in one of the aisles for sure.
I bet it gets a bit even more intense.
Okay. Does she... What's happening here? I see fingers.
It's hard to tell because
our internet buffers so much just watching a porn. Oh, no, she's... Oh, wow, that is a uptight scene on the backside area. Oh, no, she's riding him. Is she riding him? Oh, yeah.
Oh, no,
that's his finger. I was going to say, that's a tiny little dong.
It's huge.
What else?
It gets... Oh, man, they're in there for a long time.
I know, you guys. There's obviously no one in this library. No one ever goes to this library.
I think they went to the upstairs. The old people don't go upstairs.
I can't believe this is going on so long. Oh, yeah. So there's
she's
more oral.
Finish the... It looks like full on.
No, full on. Yeah, he's banging her. He's banging her in an aisle surrounded by books and people. That's crazy.
People were around in there? You can see.
You know what, though? There's a lot of library videos out there, to be honest. There was like a girl who got busted and was in big trouble.
Yeah, I remember that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
If what the finale is, does he? Oh, yeah, there's a finale. Okay.
That's his finale. Slipped in something. You slipped in something at the library.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
You don't want to do that for sure. I'm just trying to see if they taper walking out if there's people around. I thought I saw someone in the background, but
I didn't see anybody. I don't think anybody that works in government in Sacramento or wherever this
Santa
is.
Monica.
Santa Monica. Yeah. I don't think anybody.
All right, here,
goes to
this
work.
Is them walking out now. Oh, yeah, there's people right there. This at the counter there. There was two people, one standing, one behind.
Where'd you find your box, sir?
Well, they didn't go upstairs. They just walked right
to the back of the main floor.
Yeah, they went to the kids' books area. That's why the neighbor was so concerned.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Wow. Misdemeanor, but all the promotion in the world needed to make a killing as a porn star.
Well, let's see how many views it's had already. 41,466. She does a lot of
this. Is this the per-click site that they were talking about?
Yeah, Pornhub.
Okay. Hmm.
It's Pornhub pays you like YouTube.
Yeah.
Huh. Not as many as I thought. I mean, still quite a bit, but you'd think...
That means someone made a fortune off of you. Damn it, Dave. You should have really went after that money.
I'm putting my own.
Oh, yeah.
You were on there for a while, though.
You're not on there anymore?
Somebody made a fortune off of
Someone made a fortune off of Dave.
Did you have it removed or something?
No, I didn't.
They're making money on it, dude.
Yeah.
On somebody's account.
No, I don't even know what it...
It's like legless...
You don't want to look that up again.
You spelled it wrong.
And talk about it.
No, it's terrible. We got to keep reopening that. As soon as a scam heals, it's like, we got to tear it open.
I can't.
Maybe I think this is also the one where they called you not very nice things.
Yeah.
Because it had like 100,000. It had more than this library.
So someone made money off of that?
Yeah, per click, and it was at about 1 million clicks.
Dave.
I know!
That sucks.
First Hot Pockets, and now this.
Yeah.
I'm losing money left and right.
Yeah.
I'm losing money left and right.
Oh, man.
Is
it still there?
There we go.
That's the actual
Somebody had uploaded it to Pornhub.
Yeah, no, it was for sure.
It was on there.
It still is.
I'm sure it is.
Dave would have to tell him to remove it, I believe.
I'll have to do that now then.
Yeah.
If
they're making money on it.
Yeah, for sure. If someone has it out there.
But that's just crazy that you could take something.
It's on more than one site.
Email them or
it's on a lot of sites, though. That's the thing. It's not just one. It's been uploaded now to a bunch of different sites.
It is. The thing is that if you remove it, I feel that it could explode.
Even bigger.
Even bigger because of trolls.
Yeah.
I think you're playing with fire.
Yeah, you sure are.
Put that on your to-do list for today.
Contact all sorts of porn sites.
Take my video off.
Could you please
take
my video down? Thank you.
Put that on your to-do
list. Dave Hunter Porno?
There's one of the sites that does it, and there it is.
That's it. Yep. That's got 50,000 views on that, and that's not the main site.
Nope.
Son of a bitch.
Put that on your to-do list.
Contact porn sites.
There's so many porn sites you'd have to contact.
There's like services. Busy. Right? Got a busy day today. Got to contact 18 porn sites.
There's like a service that you can call that'll erase stuff off.
And how much are they going to charge me for
a
that?
A lot of money, I think.
Jesus. On my list today, continue lawsuit against Hot Pockets and contact porn sites to remove videos.
Pornhub, you have 58,842 views, Dave, with 93% thumbs up.
Hey, you found it?
Yes, I found it on my phone.
How many views?
58,842.
So he's got 100,000 views.
Mine's done playing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worth watching if you...
It's very erotic.
Yeah.
Erotic.
He uses that word a lot.
Erotic.
It's very erotic.
Oh, God. All
some right. people are like, did Dave do porn?
Yeah, now I guess.
People are like, they wait a second, did Dave do porn? Jesus.
Don't know. They don't know.
Yeah, Dave did a porn.
Yeah, Dave did a porn.
Dave's on Pornhub.
He's the international man of mystery. He took on Hot Pockets. He took on Pornhub. Got his video removed from Pornhub.
If you want the video, do you have a text to link into the deal?
No, I don't. I don't ever need to see that again as long as I live.
Well, if you needed to try to help fight to get a ticket,
yeah,
down,
you're gonna need. You're gonna need that link.
That link.
Copyright material.
Anyway.
The problem is it's probably not even your copyright.
Whose copyright is it?
The school's.
The school?
School.
The school made that video.
No, but it was through us. It was just, okay. That was just an intro to our
school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a sponsor.
I think technically it would be our company's copyright.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be the company.
But owned by us.
There might be, maybe they made it easier.
This is awesome.
Is there anything that's clickable that says like copyright claim or something? So I feel like
there's probably a contact us somewhere.
At the report very video.
Underneath all the anal videos.
Yeah. Let's see what else comes up here. My suggested videos.
Oh, amputees.
Oh, dildo amputee, amputee BBW, amputee hand job. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you're definitely.
Oh, wow, yeah.
What are people saying?
Heard you on the radio, please. Found the video, 10 out of 10. So,
please,
look,
go down.
Someone stole this from another site to post it here.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So this isn't even the original.
Nope.
This isn't even the original one here.
So never
please
see it again.
Go down to the comments. I just want to see what they're saying.
Long-time listener, first-time watcher.
Dave, like,
I never got off so fast in my life.
Told you it was erotic.
That's a verified account, Dave.
Wow.
That's Congo.
Oh, my God.
You'll never agree to do that again.
No. Are you kidding? I learned my lesson.
Video.
No more possible porn videos being made with Dave in them.
Who would have thought that, though?
I don't know.
Get ready. I'm about to make it rain, everybody.
Not me. Okay. All right. It's gone. It's got to go.
Did she take her top right off? Did she have stuff on?
She had pasties on.
She had pasties on. Okay.
No.
I think we had to go get her some pasties.
I remember that.
They say click report, but I didn't see a report button. Again, it's just on my list of things to do today.
Yeah, you got a lot.
Contact Pornhub.
Take it to the top, Dave.
I need to speak to the head of Pornhub.
You can get the head of Pornhub on the line.
Yeah. That guy lives on the moon.
That guy is probably one of the richest people.
Do they have a 1-800 number?
That's probably a fine question.
I doubt it.
Let's see. Imagine how many weirdos would be calling Pornhub, the 800 number.
You call. Hi. He's going to call. Is this an operator? Oh, hi. I got you on two phones. This is exactly how a scammer gets old people all of their money. Because they go, do you think that company has a 1-800 number? And then they come, they're like, hello? Hello? Yes. Yeah. Pornhub. Yes. That is us. We need access to
your computer. So you don't think this
computer.
Is legit here?
No.
Dude, look at that.
No.
Let's call and see. I want to call.
No, don't even call.
Why?
Let's call Pornhub. Yeah, if I can get this taken care of right now, right here, right now.
Hi, Pornhub. Patch me through
the
right
current
away.
Wait is 5 minutes.
We are sorry, you have reached a number.
I don't know.
No, it's just not in service.
It's not.
Yeah, because
dialed is not in service. Please check the number.
They definitely were just.
Hey, Pornhub, me again. I've been leaving messages for 2 years. I was hoping somebody would get back to me.
Let's see.
Can't get a phone number for Pornhub.
How would send them a message?
You got to email
or fill out a form.
Yeah.
That's how everything is now.
It'll take you 9 years.
They've got to have an office number.
I don't know that you want to be the guy that's answering the phones for Pornhub. I'm sure
but people have weird. To. They still have offices.
They have a live chat.
I don't know if that's the kind of live
chat. Yeah, I think
it's
might.
Pornhub live chat.
Okay, but it's not Pornhub live.
Is it with a cam girl?
Chat.
Are you about to chat service. With a girl diddling herself, please?
Yeah, because they do offer that service.
No.
So be very careful of what you do.
You are now chatting with customer service.
Oh.
You are now chatting with, I don't know who that is.
Oh.
Do you want to chat?
Yeah, let's chat.
Go on there.
Okay, let me go. What's the name of, how do I get a video removed? Hey, Silas, how are you?
Is this bad? You think we're about ready we're going to get a virus or something?
I hope to God that this is...
Does that look
this
right?
This came right from
PornhogLive.com support chat?
No.
How do I get a video taken down?
But where did you find this?
Your permission or something.
Okay, so it was on the Pornhub site. You clicked on it. Okay, then it might be real.
Because you could fill out a form, an email, or you could just do
my permission.
Live. Oh boy!
I did an amputee porn. Oh, say I did an amputee.
No, I'm not saying that.
Tell them.
No.
Yeah, James, type it.
No, we're not saying. I want him to take him seriously. Amputee porn, he's not going to take me seriously.
But that's what your porn is.
Yeah, when we get there,
I don't think anyone.
No,
there.
No one's even.
Right now they're just trying to.
James is trying to chat with this guy. You're not. Get out of my chat. Get out of my chat.
Porn, and he's going to take it down.
You just want to write erotic so bad.
I did a very erotic.
He loves the term erotic.
He loves saying erotic.
Come on. We don't have all day. We're on a show.
Hello. Silas. No, I don't know. Maybe Lisa just clicked something that was maybe an ad.
Oh, typing.
Agent is typing. This is only for the live cam site. For assistance, with support.pornhubpremium.com.
Jeez.
Thanks, Silas.
Oh, God. It's always the run around.
Oh, call toll free.
Is that it?
There you go.
Support.pornhubpremium.com.
Okay, let's call them. Here we go. I got the number, bitch.
This is one adventure today.
We could have Skyped, too.
Oh, we can Skype with them?
Yeah.
I get to see them?
Yeah, they're probably nude.
I need to get a very erotic video removed.
Extremely erotic.
Hello, phone up. Pro Biller support. This call may be recorded.
Pro Biller
support. Rules and cancellation.
It's about.
Press 1. Wait. For technical support, press 2.
Is it technical?
No.
Are you sure it's not technical?
Help.
Welcome to Pro Biller support.
This is about this Pro Biller thing.
For billing inquiries.
Help!
Is this the people that pay for their.
Customer service. Customer service.
Why don't you just start a chat with one of their...
Welcome to Pro Biller Support.
Oh, you go F yourself.
Jesus.
Start a chat.
Another chat.
Right down
maybe
there.
This is what we want.
Maybe this is the right one.
No, it's Pro Biller again.
Oh, God damn it. It's the runaround is what it is.
Yeah, so they make it hard.
It's impossible to get a very erotic video removed.
Why would you want to get a very erotic video removed?
Because it could be, Chuck, if there was a picture of you up there, a porn of you up there with your dong you're not too proud of, you'd want it removed?
I mean, you would, but I mean, that porn
you've
made
is... This is something that almost ruined my marriage.
This porn you've made is...
Upset some people.
Porn you've made.
All right, relax.
Yeah.
Well, James and I are both in this.
Could you imagine how awesome
erotic video?
Oh, that's true. You are. I think we're all in it. Yeah, we're all in it. We're technically all in it.
We're all spectators.
We're all in my porn.
Yeah,
you're all in my porn.
Put it on there.
Me, the achievement. I'm on Pornhub.
We're watching it. We're the weirdos, huh? We're just sitting around watching it.
Yeah, I'm just always in the screenshot in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she's great.
Lisa looks like she's having the time of her life.
Lisa had a blast.
She did.
Yeah,
really
she did.
Funny.
She loved that porn.
I need this erotic video removed.
Please remove my highly erotic video immediately. It's up there without my permission.
It's erotic.
All right. Well,
you'd never even track down all the copies that are on there of it too.
Wasn't it like on like you take one down and then it almost like splits because like the nerds are mad that you took it down.
Yep.
You've angered you anger the nerds that way.
I guess I don't want to anger the nerds.
Getting good reviews, though, Dave.
Yeah.
Never seen a more erotic video. 11 out of 10. Would jerk again.
Never seen a more erotic video.
You know, if you're coming back to jerk again, that's a good. That's the highest compliment you can
get. Yeah, that is. You got that right.
Yep. That's how you know it's maximum erotic.
It's disturbing.
Yeah. Very disturbing.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.